I'm Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, brought to you today by Bolt. Safety is a core concern for e-hailing operators as it ensures that platforms engender trust among drivers, passengers, and the general public. Bolt recently commissioned market research firm Ipsos to conduct research into the perceptions of rider safety in South Africa's e-hailing market. Here to discuss those findings is Simo Kalajic, Senior Operations Manager at Bolt South Africa. Simo, it's your second time on the show and your first in 2026. Welcome back and welcome to our new studios.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Nati. Really good to see you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great, great, great. Simo, so driver, passenger, safety of the ecosystem, a very important topic. Could you tell me what the drivers were behind Bolt commissioning this specific report?
Thank you, Nati. So we were looking for the voice of our users, and we needed this to come in the form of credible and independent insights, and hence why we commissioned this to be done by Ipsos and not Bolt directly, because we really wanted that independent view around what are the core decision matrix that is involved when it comes to users choosing particular transport modes, especially also what influences when it comes to some of the scenario-based situations that would make them choose one mode of transport over the other. And when we talk about this insights that have come from the Ipsos report, it's not only for us as Bolt as a platform, but it's also to inform policymakers, regulators who are actually looking at transport solutions in the greater scheme of the transport ecosystem. So it's to inform how those policymakers and regulators move forward and how we actually continue to adapt when it comes to how transport is actually continuously evolving. And it's also to serve the greater ecosystem of the e-hailing platforms as a whole. And then in addition to that, if we look at it from a Bolt internal perspective, why this study means so much to us, it's also to just step back and understand, are we doing the right thing and launching the right features for our users, and whether it speaks to what matters the most when users make a decision to the type of transportation that they want to use.
Okay, it's a great set of reasons, but now let's maybe get into some of the key findings from the report itself. One of the first things that stand out is that 70% of e-hailing rides are requested by female passengers. And I guess that speaks to not just females, but different types of vulnerable groups in society, making safety quite a key concern. So why then, given that context, does safety become important to consider?
So considering that stat, it really tells us that safety should be a fundamental focus area for platforms like Bolt. When we look at the demographic of our rider base, yes, the data does tell us 70% of women are using ride-hailing platforms in South Africa. And what we need to ask ourselves is why? Why do they actually choose this over other modes of transport? And it comes back down to the situation or the scenario that would push them to make that decision. We see the typical use cases for ride-hailing adoption being relatively high for this user segment is really around late-night travel or when public transport feels unsafe. Digital platforms like Bolt in the ride-hailing space give these users that extra peace of mind, because upfront we're providing them with that traceability and accountability in the form of they know the driver that's picking them up, they know the vehicle that is coming and what to look out for. In addition to that, they can also share the trip in real time with loved ones or family members who can actually track that trip in real time. In addition to that, there are platforms like us who are really strict on driver vetting and onboarding. So there are particular requirements that drivers do need to submit to us in the form of professional driving permits, clear criminal records, and which we see is a gap that other modes of transport cannot easily fulfill. And that's one of the key decision factors as to why women riders would trust digital e-hailing platforms more.
Okay, but now let's talk to some of the drivers fueling adoption. Obviously, safety is a key one, but how does safety then rank among the drivers when you compare it to other things such as convenience, reliability, etc.?
So reflecting back to the study itself, what we do see is convenience and affordability were the key decision makers. So those are the top two, followed by safety coming in at number three. But safety is still ahead of reliability and professionalism. So while we see that affordability and convenience will drive repeated usage. Mm-hmm. Safety becomes that key decision maker in particular situations. Again, mm-hmm. especially late night travel, or even in the event of somebody maybe going out, having a bit of alcohol and doesn't necessarily want to drive under the influence. Yes. This is where then e-hailing perfectly fits into that solution that can be provided to ensure that you getting home safely without breaking the law.
Okay. Let's talk more about some other scenarios. I mean, there are situations, for example, where, you know, adults are sending children from one place to another, or you're sending a loved one of some kind. How does that influence the decision to say, okay, let's use this form of transport instead of any other?
Thanks, Nati. That's a good question. And I think what I'd like to elaborate on there is that digital traceability that's provided to somebody who is requesting mm. on behalf of another person. Mm. I request for you from point A to point B. Immediately, I can see who the driver is, what type of vehicle it is that you are getting into. At the same time, I can also track it in real time myself. That gives me that added peace of mind, knowing that I know which vehicle you jumped into. Mm-hmm. I can see your route as you're progressing to your final destination.
Yes.
And I've got that peace of mind knowing that I know the exact time that you're going to get to where you need to get to. Mm-hmm. And I can manage all of that within on my device. Your cell phone is the yes. key instrument being used. And what we do from a Bolt perspective as well to further improve the situation where riders are requesting on behalf of others is we've got a feature called our Bolt Family Profiles.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily only limited to family as what the name would suggest. You could mm-hmm. load anyone there from a friend to family, which you can essentially manage all things Bolt related on your cell phone. You can manage their trips, you can manage the payment methods, and again, it gives you that real-time feedback as to, you know, person A is requesting now, you mm-hmm. can see that they're getting into a vehicle, and you can also see when they'll be getting dropped off at their destination.
That's interesting, because there's always this antagonism between technology kind of being perceived as something that breaks away from community, but we're seeing use cases here, for example, where technology is actually fostering community and that close networking between people.
Exactly, and that's mm-hmm. the element we're going for, especially behind the launch of this Bolt family profile feature. It's really to give people that sense of security and peace of mind, knowing that mm-hmm. I can see everything in real time when I'm requesting for somebody instead of sending them out there on their own trying to make their way from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's switch now to some statistics by the Road Traffic Management Corporation. One stat suggests that alcohol contributes to 58% of all road fatalities in South Africa. That's three times higher than the world average. What did your survey respondents say about e-hailing's impact on drunk driving?
Thank you, Nati. And yes, that is a concerning stat, and it's something that us as e-hailing platforms are looking to reduce with the mm-hmm. type of technology that we introduce into the industry and the country as a whole. 76% of users did tell us that they do believe that e-hailing does contribute to reducing drinking and driving, mm-hmm. but respondents also understand that there are other factors that will lead to the decision of somebody actually making the choice to use an e-hailing platform. And mm-hmm. that either comes in the form of affordability, whether it's actually affordable enough for that person, mm-hmm. whether they actually remember to use an e-hailing service and leave their car. Mm-hmm. But just based on the survey itself, we do see that most of the respondents tell us that e-hailing does significantly contribute to reducing drinking and driving, again, just because of how accessible it is. Mm-hmm. It really then just comes down to the decision of that person as to whether they will do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, South Africa is a big country. And I guess maybe in your work you will see that different regions have different perceptions in terms of which form of transport is preferable to people there. But when you look at how South Africans perceive e-hailing compared to other forms of transport, what trends are you seeing?
So we do see that, again, based on the survey results, 90% mm. of the respondents did say that they feel e-hailing is a lot safer than other modes of transport. Mm-hmm. And the key thing is what is backing these e-hailing services in the form of features available to these users. Mm. So again, going back to some of the earlier points, it's that digital traceability. You know the driver. You can see their name. You can see the photo. You can see the car, the color of the car. Mm-hmm. Additionally, you also have that convenience of the type of payment methods you can use, either cash, load a card, Apple Pay, Google Pay. Mm. Mm-hmm. We unlock all of those barriers that is not necessarily available in other modes of transport. Mm-hmm. And building on that, there's on-trip safety features that are at your disposal. So if you refer to our Bolt Safety Toolkit, mm-hmm. we've got the emergency SOS button that can be used in the event of anything going wrong. We've also got our in-trip audio recording, which can allow either the driver or the rider to initiate a recording, which either can be sent to our customer support teams to just help us better understand what went wrong on a particular trip. Mm-hmm. And this can also then be extended to law enforcement to support with any criminal investigations. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we've also got our pickup code feature. And this is an important one because what we see in this industry is that sometimes people do become complacent and they just get into any car because it looks like an e-hailing vehicle.
Yes.
And, you know, the vehicles are very common. Toyota Corolla, Nissan Almera, we know that that's an e-hailing vehicle.
Yes.
And sometimes people forget to check. So we've built this ride code feature, which ensures that that trip can only be started when you match with the code that's been given to the driver.
Yes.
So if you give the code and it's not the code that the driver is expecting, clearly you are in the wrong vehicle. And you need to just step out, make sure you find the correct vehicle and match with that correct code.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say it's all about that digital traceability and accountability that supports users saying that e-hailing is much better of a choice in particular circumstances.
Okay. So, I mean, it's clear that what you've done here is you've used technology to build features that enhance safety on the platform. Mm-hmm. But I think referring back to your drunk driving example, it's still up to the user to kind of make sure that they use these features properly. So, I mean, what kind of advice do you have for users out there in terms of getting acquainted with the safety features on their apps?
Thanks, Nati. So it's all housed within our safety toolkit, and it's a one-tap shortcut that actually mm-hmm. opens this panel of features. So anytime users do use Bolt to request over the next few days, just familiarize yourself with that safety toolkit and actually play around with the features to really understand what they do mm-hmm. and how they can help you in particular situations so that you don't ever get stuck in a particular situation and you're not sure where to navigate on the app.
Mm-hmm.
Familiarize yourself so that it can help you in the long run.
Okay. I mean, you've listed a long feature list, but we're always excited about the next big thing. What can users expect from Bolt in terms of safety?
So as a platform that's driven by technology and technological enhancements, there's a lot in the pipeline. Of course, I can't be too specific, but there is an exciting release of features coming, not only from a safety perspective, but also from a product perspective, new type of exciting products
mm-hmm.
that we'll also be launching in the market, or based on the type of information that we collect from surveys like Ipsos and the like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an exciting space, and within the next 1 to 3 months, we will be releasing a set of announcements that really speak to how we take not only safety seriously, but also the convenience of what users want.
All right. Simo, it was great to have you back on the show. Thank you
awesome.
Very much.
Nati, thank you very much.
All
keep
right.
up.
That is Simo Kalajic. He is the Senior Operation Manager at Bolt South Africa, and this is TCS Plus.